We're almost at the end, so it was. We're going to talk about flat rate schemes.
Yeah,
on that,
we were almost there. The only other thing that I wanted to talk about, again, for the smaller creative business, was the VAT flat rate scheme.
Yeah.
Now, for this, your turnover needs to be less than 150,000, and once you're in, as long as your turnover doesn't go over 225,000, you're
all right
to stay in. Mm-hmm. And the way the flat rate scheme works is you collect your 17.5% from your customer, but you don't pay all of it over to the tax man. Mm. The rate that you pay, there's a table, it depends on what the precise nature of your business is, but basically you keep some of the VAT that you collect from your customers, and the flip side of that is that you don't claim any VAT back on what you buy, unless you have major capital expenditure on things like computer equipment or whatever. But actually, the majority of our clients, and certainly the majority of our creative clients, it works out quite well for, from two points of view. One, it makes VAT simpler, because you're doing one calculation. You're taking your sales and multiplying by 10% or whatever, and that's the VAT that you pay. And the other thing is that actually most of them make a profit out of it, if you like. They do better out of it than they would do paying the full rate and claiming back.
My understanding, being hard of thinking, is that if it's 17.5% VAT, you pay, is it 10 or 7.5?
It depends. I mean, you collect your full 17.5, and depending on what your flat rate is, you might pay over, say, 10% to 80 revenue customs and keep the other 7.5.
So if you make £100,000, for instance...
let's say you make 117,500, because the maths are easier.
Yes.
If it was a 10% rate, you'd pay 10,000 over to you'd collect 17,500 from your customers, you'd pay 10 of it to HM Revenue Customs, you'd keep the other 7.5, and that's yours.
And it makes complete sense.
It does for most businesses. You can do a calculation, obviously, to see whether it's worthwhile, but most businesses it is.
And so that's the main tax things?
Those are the main tax things, I think, following on from the budget, leading into the election, that people need to be thinking about as creative businesses.
I'm feeding you a question here, which I think is quite a simple one, is I gather creatives aren't the best people with money. And
that would be an astonishing generalisation.
I'm astonishing in many ways, and I generalise in many ways. But so what I'm saying is a lot of creatives will... concentrate on the creative work because that's what interests them, but they'll miss out a lot of these things.
I think that's probably true. And it's not only true of creatives. There are a lot of business people who are very passionate about what they do, but they go into business because they want to do that, and they don't necessarily want to do, and they're not necessarily interested in the twiddly bits that go with it. But some of those twiddly bits are very important.
Absolutely.
And of course, tax is a very important twiddly bit. So it's well worth taking some advice and seeing what you could do from that point of view. And any accountant worth their salt will give you a free hour and a half of their time to talk to about tax issues.
So basically, I'm going to round off, I guess, is if you're in Manchester or the North West, and I'm going to say it's worth having a chat with you, see what you can do.
I would say that, wouldn't I? But yes, I mean,
I would say that.
So. Okay. As I say, we don't charge for the privilege, and see how we get on.
All right. Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you.